Howdy, this is Andy Griffith. I've been hearing a lot of talk on the radio about a celebration that's going on hereabouts. An anniversary or something like that. Let me tell you, I'm not one to be left out of the party. So you just add my signature to that greeting card so that I can join up with all the folks and say happy birthday. I appreciate it.
Two Chairs, No Waiting, episode number 400, Michael Oliver Interview. Two Chairs, No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Check out Weavers. They got some great stuff over there. One of the things is a Johnny Lightning Andy Griffith Show squad car. These things are hard to find. It's a replica. Definitely want to head over there and check that out. If you don't like that, maybe you want to get you a deputy sheriff badge or a goober beanie to wear around the house. Whatever you like, if it's Mayberry related, head over to WeaversDepartmentStore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Executive producer of episode number 400 is Mark Inger. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and it is great to be here and spend some time with you here in Mayberry. I enjoy this so much, and wow, 400 episodes. Thank you so much for being a part of this. If you're new to the show, I want to invite you to head back and listen to some of the older episodes. Just start going through the list. There's so many things to listen to and enjoy. And luckily, I've been recording these things because I'm getting older and I don't remember about half the things I've talked about before. So I can go back and listen to the things I said and go, oh, yeah, I forgot I knew that. So hopefully, since we love to watch the Andy Griffith Show and watch reruns over and over, you'll enjoy going back and listening to those 400 or 399 previous episodes yourself, even if you've listened to them before. Because, you know, sometimes I forget what I said, so it's nice for me to go back. Again, I want to thank you. Last week, I was not here, so 399 was our last episode where we did Who Stole My Golden Arm? Great episode. I enjoyed it. I don't know if everybody else did, but I did play it on the Mayberry Cruise for everybody, and the video version of it. And I did get to see that the reaction was good, because at the end when I went, "Who? You stole my golden arm," people jumped, and I loved it. I was in there. I got to see them go, "Ooh." So it was great for me. I enjoyed it. I hope you guys enjoyed that one. Now, this week, we're going to be hearing from Michael Oliver. He is our amazing Gomer Pyle tribute artist. But before we do that, I wanted to tell you, tell a big thanks and shout out to Mark Inger. He is the executive producer of Two Chairs, No Waiting, number 400. And that's because he sent me a great gift. That's right. He sent me a gift. And it's definitely something you're going to want to see. So I made a video of it because I wanted you to be able to see. And now you guys that are going to be unable to see that because you're in the audio version, don't worry. I'm going to post pictures. I may even try to post this video on our Facebook page. So you can go to facebook.com/twochairs and you'll be able to see that. There'll be a link in our show notes as well. So you'll be able to see these pictures. So don't feel left out. It is an amazing piece of work. And let me go ahead and play this for you. So this is from Mark Inger. He gave me a Cracker Barrel box. All right. So I got this package in the mail not too long ago from a fella named Mark Inger and his wife, Mary. Now, Mark is a police officer in Colorado Springs. And I got this cool box in the mail that says Sharp Cracker Barrel natural cheddar cheese. Now, you guys may not realize this, but I like Cracker Barrel and go there a good bit. And I got this nice letter or note from him that he sent me. He said, "Thank you for all you do, keeping the spirit of Mayberry alive through your portrayal of Floyd the Barber and through my podcast. Please accept this gift commemorating your 400th podcast." Wow, that's big. "We know you enjoy Cracker Barrel." So this came warmly from Mark and Mary Ingram. Now, the fun thing is, it's a box, like I said, of a sharp cheddar cheese. But when you open it, inside is the Mayberry Courthouse. Oh, my goodness. It's inside there. We have the sheriff's desk, the windows to the courthouse, and even has images inside the window, so you can see the church
And you can see stuff sitting out on the street. I got the two chairs, no waiting logo right there on the desk on the front. And if you look at the top of the desk, you can actually see a newspaper laying there from when Floyd captured the escaped convicts. There's a typewriter. There's just all kinds of really cool stuff in this. And Mark, I really do appreciate you making this and giving it to me. There's even the wanted posters, the bulletin boards on the wall, and there are just all kinds of amazing little details he put in there. He even has the picture of Barney waving at Gomer. So I'm going to try to get and make sure you guys can see the pictures of all this stuff. But it was awesome that this came in a Cracker Barrel box, because I love Cracker Barrel. Great, great thing. And Mark, I want to thank you. That's not the only thing Mark's ever sent me, by the way. He also sent me a Floyd's Barbershop diorama. I guess that's what you'd call these. Diorama for Two Chairs, No Waiting as well. A few years ago, and I want to thank him for both of those things. Thank you for helping me celebrate my 400th podcast. It's big, is what it is. And thank you for the patch, too. He sent me a patch that says Colorado Springs Marshals. So now I'm official.
All right, so that was from Mark Ingram. Oh, not Ingram. Mark Inger. Mark Ingram. And I do appreciate these things. This was amazing to get. Thank you so much for all those. And my wife corrected me. Those are shadow boxes is what you would call that, not a diorama. So my wife fixed me. So again, Mark, thank you so much. Thanks for celebrating. Give me something to celebrate on my 400th episode. And it's really amazing. I will post photos because we took really cool photos of this. We will post those on the Facebook page so you'll be able to see them in detail, because it's really something worth seeing. Mark did some amazing, amazing work, and I really do appreciate it. There's been so many nice people give me things like that. Steve Hinckley has given me a thing that's a Floyd. I mean, I've just gotten so many things that clever people have made. So thank you so much. Now, moving along, let's go and hear. We're wanting to hear from Michael Oliver. This episode's really about him, and not my 400th, deal. But this is about Michael, because Michael has joined us as a tribute artist and has just added so much to our fun here in Mayberry. And I just cannot thank him enough for taking the time out of the cruise to sit and talk with me. We were sitting in the cafeteria, I guess is what the room would be, on the cruise ship. So you're going to hear all kinds of background noises and sounds and stuff as we're talking. But we are sitting around. It's Michael Oliver, that's Gomer, and Kenneth Junkin, who is our Otis Campbell tribute artist, sitting there in the cruise ship and visiting about Mayberry. So this is kind of the stuff that we do on the Mayberry cruise. So you should definitely try to join us at some point. We'll have links in the show notes about how to do the Mayberry cruise. Next year will be our 12th cruise. So let me take this away. So Michael, here you go. All right, folks, we're here on the Mayberry Cruise. This is 2016 version. It's our 11th Mayberry Cruise. And I got Michael Oliver, who does Gomer with us. And I got Ken Junkin, my partner in crime for everything. He does Otis. I ride around with him all the time. So, guys, how y'all doing?
Great.
Doing good.
Doing good. So, Michael has never, I guess, if you've been on the podcast before when we had our 300th episode. This is our 400th episode. Wow. Of Two Chairs, No Waiting. And I guess that was the last time you were on it.
Yeah, we were in, was it Georgia or Alabama?
Alabama. We'd just done the Pat Buttram Festival.
That's right.
That's what we had done. And we were visiting with each other. So, Michael, how long have you been doing Gomer now?
I believe this is going on 5 years now.
5 years. Wow. I can remember so well the first time I ever saw you. Michael is, me and Barney, David Browning, were there at Westminster. And looking down the street, we were standing in the middle of the street, and David leaned over to him and said, "There's another Barney coming down the street." And I stood there and looked down through there, and I started laughing and said, "I don't think that's Barney." And the way you were walking, with that Gomer Pyle walk and everything, with your gun was hanging right in front of you and everything, I said, I'm pretty sure that's Gomer. And we both started laughing, and he started running towards you at the time. So that was the first time I ever saw you. What got you into doing Gomer?
Well, I've been a Mayberry fan my whole life. I mean, I grew up watching it. My parents knew right away it was good TV, and they could leave us alone in the room watch as much as we wanted to, and they didn't have to worry about the content. So I grew up watching it. And then one time I saw Mayberry Days on like a TV commercial or something. I don't even remember what it was. But I saw Mayberry Days, so I went down there, and I was hooked the first year, seeing all those squad cars everywhere and hearing the music when you walk up and down the street. I mean, it's as close to Mayberry as you can get. So I started going to Mayberry Days, and I've been going there for probably, I think this is my 16th year we just did. But I didn't do Gomer. I just, you know, I went and enjoyed everybody else being the characters, but I didn't do it myself. I guess I didn't really have the courage to do it. Maybe I was kind of afraid of being put on the spot, and I didn't think about myself mimicking anybody or anything like that. But it's just more events you went to, and you see the fun that everybody was having hanging out, and it's kind of like a family, you know. Everybody's is good to each other, and I figured that the Andy Griffith Show had instilled a lot in me. Through the years, taught me so many things and gave me such a good feeling. I honestly kind of want to give that back to other people.
That's great. Well, you know, what's fun to me, I didn't know you until I saw you there in Westminster. Not really. But then after I gotten to know you, since you started doing Gomer, I've been looking around in pictures and the digest and some of the things that Who's Been Messing Up the Board, and I see posts from you from before I actually really knew who you were. So you have been involved for a long time with the Mayberry stuff. And I've seen pictures of you at Mayberry Days as you, you know, before in the background and stuff that I was looking through and I spotted you. So it's been really fun to me to see. And, you know, that's one of the things I think for most of us that are the tribute artists, the way we really got started was we're just fans.
Yeah, just huge fans.
Big fan.
Yeah, I know Otis here. Kenneth was kind of got into it because we all called you Otis. Wow. Anyway, Barney, David Browning, and he would always call you Otis when we – Kenneth would be doing security for events.
Yes. And I had the fortune to be able to drive Don Knotts around a couple of times, and that was nerve-wracking. It was exciting. He was great to work with, but, I had to pinch myself. So, man, you're driving Don Knotts around. I hope I don't forget where I'm going. These are kind of in strange places, but... And David and Alan would call me Otis, and David would have this joke, say, there's Otis out there. He cut himself shaving this morning. He bled so much his eyes cleared up. That was a joke he used with me. And eventually I kind of moved into the character of Otis a little over 20 years ago. Didn't too much back then, but now it's picked up, and it's a blessing. If you had told me when I was growing up, grammar school and high school, that someday you would actually be a Mayberry tribute artist traveling all over with other men, I'd have probably died waiting for the first time. But I loved the show, watched it. I remember, I can tell you my age, I was 12 years old when it debuted back in 1960, just turned 12, and remember going to school and everybody talking about that Barney Fife. And I've watched it ever since. And you know, we're here right now, Alan. I don't know if you mentioned it or not, in Cozumel, Mexico, on a Mayberry cruise. And about 4 or 5 years ago, we were down here. I don't know how many people, probably a lot of you, have seen me. And I'm not a small guy. I'm probably quite a bit larger than Hal Smith, but built like it. And we were walking here up the main street, and there's a lot of specialty shops, jewelry, and there's guys outside trying to get you to come in. And one of them said, hey, Gordo, you want to buy a watch? In Spanish accent. Gordo, you want to buy a watch? I said, how do they know I'm from Gordo, Alabama, G-O-R-D-O. Well, I found out later, Gordo means fat in Spanish.
Did you buy the watch?
I'm glad I did not buy the watch. I mean, what's the odds of that happening? You know?
That's great.
Yeah, and George Lindsay, good friend of ours. Wow, we got to work with him, learned so much, became real close friends. I'm with the Chamber of Commerce in Gordon. We brought him into a big event. We have Mule Days, which we try to make it a Mayberry event, flavor every year. We had him down in 95. And he's from Jasper, which is not very far north of Gordo. And he said, where's this Gordo at? And I said, it's right down below your Jasper and Oakmont. "Well, I know where Oatman is, Gordo. What kind of name is that?" I said, "Well, it means fat in Spanish." "It does? Spanish?" I said, "Yeah, and our high school band is called the Grenadiers, which are Spanish soldiers." He said, "Let me get this straight. You mean I'm coming down there to perform in front of a bunch of fat Spanish soldiers?"
That's great.
Kind of thing about that.
Oh, that's great. So, Michael, how's doing the Gomer? What does that mean? Or what have you gotten to do because you've been doing Gomer? People, I know they're very receptive to it because I'm a huge fan, like I said, of the Andy Griffith Show. So I love you guys when y'all start doing stuff, especially when you start doing Gomer. That just added to the tribute artist. It's so much getting to see you and just see you do stuff. So what has that done for you? Have you gotten noticed and stuff like that?
Yeah, I have. Of course, my parents have gone crazy about it. Every time I'm with them, they have to tell everybody that they know that I do Gomer on the side. And I'm like, "Mom, you really don't have to tell these people this. They really don't care." And they're like, "Oh, I can see that, you know," because I have a beard most of the time because I have a really burly beard and it's not real easy to shave, but I do it for Gomer. But, you know, they say, "Oh, take away that beard and I can see Gomer for sure." And usually when I'm walking around, people say, "Oh, he even walks like Gomer." And I'm like, that's just how I walk. I'm sorry. Don't make fun of me. That's just how I walk. So, but yeah, it's really been a thing for me. I mean, it's really been something that's I've never expected, just like Kenneth said. And all the time that I've been a fan of the Andy Griffith Show, never did I dream that I would be on a cruise in Mexico doing Gomer with all these other people. It's a real fun time. And, you know, a lot of people have said that I even look like Gomer, and they asked me if I'm related to Gomer. Some people, for some reason, think that I might be Gomer, but he's much older than I am. But it's just, it's been a really fun time, and it's not something I ever thought I would do, but I'm really glad I did. I finally got up the courage to dress up and start doing Gomer mannerisms and talking like him and working on that. And it's gotten better, I think, over time. Mm-hmm. It's gotten easier to do a little bit because it just kind of takes over you after a while. You just kind of snap into it, snap out of it when everybody expects you to.
Right.
And I know the lines in my head, so I don't really have to do a whole lot of thinking. It's been there since I was a kid.
Well, I tell you what was fun for me. Like I said, I can see you when you're doing Gomer. We did an event up in Mayberry in the Midwest, I guess 2 years ago when you were there, and it was raining. It started raining during the event. And I was walking around, had an umbrella as Floyd. I was walking around, and I turned a corner, and there is Gomer Pyle in his deputy uniform with a yellow rain slicker on, standing there directing people where to go, and I just lost it.
That was great.
That was absolutely amazing. So it's those little touches like that you do and Otis does that I think. It's just like if you go to Disney World and you see Mickey Mouse or somebody like that, they act like the character. And you guys and so many of the tribute artists, they do it too. But they act like those characters, and then that just makes people happy. If somebody comes up to you and says a line to you, and they'll ask you what's wrong with Barney's car or something, you start reciting that whole thing. You know, that just brings smiles to people's faces.
That's what it's all about for me.
That's right.
That's why I started doing it. If I'm going to dress up and act like a goof, I might as well make other people laugh while I'm doing it.
That's what I've always said. When I'm dressed like Floyd, I try to act like Floyd pretty much the whole time.
Pretty much the whole time.
And I've been doing Floyd for 20-something years.
About 24.
24, I think. So now it's gotten to the point where I'm really not sure if I'm acting like Floyd or if it's just the way I act now. Because I get told by my family that I'm acting like Floyd when I'm not trying to act like Floyd. Does that happen to you?
They get a little bit mixed up all the time. Yeah, I'll do something silly I wasn't thinking about. And somebody will say, "You know, that's kind of like what Gomer would do." And I say, "Yeah, well, I didn't do that intentionally. That just kind of happened." But I think it kind of makes that's part of you. I mean, I think that's why you become that character so easily. Yeah. Some of that's just who you are, your mannerisms, the way you look. You don't try to do that. It just happens. And I think that's why people easily portray you as that character because it's just part of who you are.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's so many of the tribute artists. I think that's what happens.
We were talking about people recognizing us at events about 6 or 7 Mayberry days ago in Mount Airy. I was walking down the side of the street, Main Street, and on the other side of the street were 6 or 7 ladies, maybe in their 50s or 60s, and they walk and they looked at me and said, "Oh, there's the drunk, y'all. Come on, let's go see the drunk." And I have people that will come up and say, "Where's your cow, Otis?" Or either, "Are you the drunk? are you the doctor? Are you the mayor?" No, I'm Mayberry's most distinguished drunk.
Well, that happens to me all the time. It's Floyd. People come up and think I'm a doctor because I have on that white coat. And I have barber instruments in my front pocket. You know, I got my scissors, my comb, and my brush, and they still think I'm...
But when you say Floyd, they say, "Oh, yes, I've seen that 100 times over the last 15 or 20 years."
Oh, that's Floyd.
Yeah, usually when I start... when I start talking like Floyd, that's what does it. So that does it a lot. So I'm sure you get called Goober.
Oh, I get called Goober all the time. And every now and then, there's still some times where I'm wearing my deputy outfit, even with the gun holster all the way down, the tie crooked, the hat on tight. It's too small. I mean, I've had my shirt taken in, so it's too tight, deliberately. And they'll still say, "Hey, it's Barney." And I'm like, "Do I look at all like Barney when I look like a goof?" And the rain slicker even, "Hey, it's Barney." And I'm like, "No." And then when Alan saw me and started laughing, I'm like, "Hey, somebody gets it." So, yeah, I came prepared that day. So,
Michael has really added a lot to the shows we've done. At Mayberry Days this past year, he did when he joined the Marine Corps, he did that with Mike Haviland. And I was backstage, and I've shown... some of that on the podcast, on the live versions of the show. I've definitely shown it. But I was backstage trying to record it, and I was trying not to laugh because I was videoing it. And I actually got a stitch in my right side, and it cramped on me because I was trying so hard not to laugh. And that hadn't happened since I was a little kid or something and ran too hard. But that was you do a great job, Michael, and sure we really do. Appreciate having you be part of the tribute artist family. We've definitely enjoyed having you with us. I expect bigger and better things throughout the years here. We'll eventually, it'll just be the Gomer Pyle show that we'll be doing, I think, with
Michael. Oh, no, don't worry. We'll find a place for y'all.
You'll remember us when you're big.
Oh, sure, I'll remember you. It's really been a humbling and good experience for me. I can't be anything but honored to be a part of it. I really am.
I appreciate it. So I want to thank you guys for being here.
Thank you. And hey, congratulations on episode 400. That is amazing. I know you put a lot of work into it, and we enjoy it. Listen to it.
There's a lot of fans out there that look forward to it every time it's on in the 400th episode. That's quite a...
I appreciate y'all. Thank
y'all. Maybe you could start reruns.
I thought about doing that, yeah. Three chairs, no way. That'll be the extra show or something. I don't know. But, I never thought I'd go 400 episodes. That's true. So,
You think there was only 249 episodes during the 8-year run of the Andy Griffith Show.
Right.
Wow. That's
funny. Well, you know, I planned on quitting at 249 of the podcast.
That's just too much stuff out there, man.
It's hard to believe at 400 episodes I still find things to talk about. That's really amazing. But, I just love the Andy Griffith Show like you guys, and there's always something to talk about Mayberry. And the good thing is I'm getting older, and I don't remember what I've talked about before, so I can talk about it again.
Reruns without the intention. That's right.
That's exactly right. Well, guys, I want to thank you. We're going to enjoy the cruise, and hopefully you guys that are listening will be able to come join us next year on the Mayberry cruise. Going out of Charleston, South Carolina.
It's quite an experience.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so we'll be doing it again, and it's a great time.
And
so
you can do like we've just done, have 3 bowls of free ice cream while we were getting ready for this.
That's right. Now, people have asked, how's a cruise like Mayberry? Well, you get to sit around like we're doing right now and visit and talk with friends and eat.
Eat.
Yeah, so pretty much that's Mayberry, isn't it?
Yep, sure is.
All right, well, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was Michael Oliver and Kenneth Junkin joining me there on the Mayberry Cruise. The cruise to Mayberry, number 11. We were in Cozumel, Mexico. Actually, we had been already to Cozumel looked around, done the stuff we wanted to do, and had come back to the ship, and were sitting around waiting on everybody else to come back from their big outings, because people went to the Mayan ruins and all that kind of stuff. Most of us just went out and we ate, or we visited, or shopped a little bit and things like that, and then came back and enjoyed the fellowship there on the cruise. So we were sitting around and visiting and enjoying each other's company. And I tell you, the Mayberry Cruise is a great place to be able to sit and visit with folks like Michael and Ken and, Christy. All the tribute artists are there, and there's a lot of free time, so you can catch them and be able to talk to them. And hopefully one of our stars will be there next year. So you guys will know. I'm pulling it up here on the Mayberry Cruise. We're going to have, it's going to be cruise number 12. Wow. The Mayberry Cruise 12. So if you want to go with us, it's going to be on Carnival Ecstasy. There we go. Ecstasy. Whew, I can't talk. And we're going to have Margaret Carey is going to be going with us. So if you want to check it out, you can go to our show notes and find out about it, or you can go to facebook.com/Mayberry Cruise and get all the information there. We'd love to have you go with us. If nothing else, just for the selfish reason, I'd like to sit around and talk with you. It'd be fun. Have a great time. There's also pictures and stuff from the cruise there. You can see photos and stuff that I took, because I actually took pictures during the cruise of things around the ship, and you can check those out. And there's going to be even better pictures, because my wife took pictures, but she has not allowed me to post those yet, because she hasn't had a chance to edit them, because she's a photographer. I just take pictures with my phone, but she's a photographer. So folks, it's always great. I want to thank Michael so much. Thank Kenneth for spending a few minutes there with us on the cruise and visiting with us in between ice cream cones that you can get. And folks, I want to thank you for spending this time here with me in Mayberry. It's always a great time to be here and to just spend time with you. So folks, I want to encourage you to give me a call at 888-684-8415. Or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com, or you can drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and leave me a comment right there on the website. Go to the Facebook page, whatever you'd like to do. Mainly, what I'm wanting from you is to hear from you. So that's the call to action for this show. I'd love to hear from you. I want to thank all of our patrons who support the show. You can support Two Chairs No Waiting by being a patron of the show and donating. You can be an executive producer of one episode or more, depending on how much you give, of Two Chairs No Waiting. So I want to thank all you guys and ladies for being here, and we'll see you next time right here on Two Chairs. Thanks for being here for 400. Bye, guys.